AVOE News at 8:05.
Sunshine, 44 degrees. Good morning from the 24-hour KVOE Newsroom. I'm Chuck Samples. KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team. Sunshine all day today with a high right around 70, officially at 69. Occasionally breezy today. Not quite as breezy tomorrow and a bit warmer at 72. Next couple of days, Thursday, Friday, get to be blustery as the conditions start cooling off a bit. Your full forecast from the TV 13 weather team is coming up. It's about an hour ago that the city said that the repairs were finally done on Prairie Street near Prairie Lane between 15th and 18th after a significant waterline failure late last night, and we have the latest updates on our waterline situation with Emporia City Manager Trey Cocking.
Trey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Trey.
Hey, good morning, Chuck and Ron. How are you guys this morning?
About like that. you guys have had a hard night and early morning, and the underground utilities crews, the way it sounded, got called out right around 10 o'clock to that area of town?
Correct, yeah. We noticed a decrease in tower level. So crews got called out. They were able to quickly get it isolated. We maintained about 15, 16 feet in the tower all night. So that's the good news, is tower levels held steady overnight once they were able to get that isolated. Crews have finished repairs. At this point this morning, they are catching up on a couple smaller line breaks. So kind of looks like we had a little bit of a cascade situation where we had a main failure that kind of causes a couple more smaller main failures. So hopefully that's isolated and get those repaired today.
So this 20-inch line, Trey?
Yeah, this was the 1926 20-inch line that, you know, is problematic. You know, and I will continue to share that commission approved about a month ago a new $4.2 million project for a new 24-inch line out of the plant that really supplants this line, takes off all the pressure on this line. So that project has been fully awarded. You know, the bad news is we're in a world of delayed construction, so that project will not start until June by the time that the parts are available for that project. But, you know, I keep on saying the fix is coming. It's just not yesterday like I wanted.
Understood. But clearly, you know, what's happened here last night into this morning, and, you know, even as the East 12th Avenue water tower went offline back in September, that particular time period, clearly the need is there, the way it sounds up and down this line, specifically on Prairie Street.
Yeah, you know, and one thing I will share, yesterday was November 13th. We had that line break on that 20-inch. Last November 17th, we had same break on the 20-inch, a little closer to Flint. So I don't know if there's just something about November and how the lines fluctuate with the temperature or what, but unfortunately, we found another bad piece of line last night, and that's been cut out and replaced, and, you know, hopefully we're getting most of this bad line removed from this old line.
What about traffic concerns out there? How much damage that the roadways we're looking at out there?
You know, I was just out there looking a little bit before this call. And I think we're, you know, we have definitely the west third of that street has been taken out. So I would imagine that Prairie's going to be restricted at least to one lane for a little while. Right now it's local traffic only. They still need to do a bunch of cleanup. And, you know, right now they just have the line repaired and they've gone on to repair those other lines. So they'll come back and they'll do the cleanup. But right now it's going to be restricted to local traffic only. And then we'll try to get that cleaned up and, you know, kind of the process with those lines, you know, now that we've done this enough. But, you know, we get that line repaired, so that's step one. Then step two, we'll probably put in flowable fill or small gravel in there. And then we kind of leave that for a week or two, because we really want to make sure we don't have any further leaking there. And number two, we want cars to drive over that a little bit, to really get that rock pushed into place so that asphalt holds up once we put the asphalt on it after the project's been complete.
Trey, one of the questions...
You know, we're probably 3 or 4 weeks out on full restoration there.
Got it. Trey, one other question that I have is as far as the pressure situation across town. I mean, I know you mentioned that the pressure stabilized pretty quickly. Did you have a situation where we had a low water pressure as a result, at least from what you've been able to gather, for a significant part of
town
afterwards?
Yeah, you know, definitely the area around that area fed directly off that 20-inch. You know, it, saw lower pressure, at least for a little while. At our pressure stations, we maintained pressure throughout the event, but definitely localized pressure areas fed off that 20-inch, saw a little lower pressure for a little bit. As soon as that line was isolated, water backfed through through the other lines, and unless you were right in front of you, you should have had pressure and service, really within 20, 30 minutes of the event.
Okay. Well, Trey, really appreciate the update. I know we have you on tomorrow morning for a planned update on the East 12th Avenue Water Tower project right about this time. So we'll hold questions on that until then, but really appreciate you joining us here today.
Thanks, Trey.
All right. Sounds good, everybody. Thank you.
You betcha. Emporia City Manager Trey Cocking with a water line break update.
Latest one, and more coming here later today on KVUE and KVUE.com.